All right. Good afternoon. It's a little after 2:30 on October 14th, 2010. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission in a special meeting to deal with administrative matters in our agenda. This is Kevin Kramer along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. All are here, and we have no items in consent, but we have some discussion matters. The first one being request for attorney assistance for the Bicla Velva 2010 construction case number AM 10371. Alana, no, is that just a dash? Yeah, Alana.
We had earlier talked about obtaining specific outside counsel to assist us with that case, and Mitch Armstrong was not available. Some of his time has now freed up, and another person in his firm, Scott Porsberg, has offered to review the file immediately for any immediate action that we would need. And so with those two developments, I brought this back to you to retain him for that case.
And Jim is here. We have adequate funds because we can fund it through the AML, I assume.
Yep.
With AML funds?
We do. I think this will have to come out of our operating rather than construction, but we've got ample money in our construction, or I mean our operating line item to take care of this, I believe.
Okay.
It doesn't drag out
all right,
too long.
Good. Okay. And you need a motion. You need an order, I guess. So I move the commission retain Mitchell D. Armstrong and Scott Kenneth Porsberg to provide legal services to the commission in 2010 Bicla Velva AML construction project case number AM 10-37.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number two is attorney assistance for the Bearpaw Energy Garden Creek plant case number PU 10568. Alana.
Oh, that one I discussed with the AG's office some time ago, and there was no availability. Mm-hmm. But some things freed up, and Matt sent me a note and said he could do it, and I said, great. If it's okay with you. So
okay.
It would be Matt Sagsveen of the AG's office.
Okay. Just a procedural question for you, Alana. Mm-hmm. Why is it in the previous motion we give the name specifically, and this one we don't? Is it just because it's the AG's office? And
yes, the Attorney General by statute is your attorney.
Okay.
And all of us simply are just employees of the AG's office. And it also allows some flexibility. If somebody else has to do something, they can sign for each other and all
of
that.
We still have to have a motion from the AG's office to help us out?
We don't absolutely have to have a motion. We had started that with a couple of the insolvencies.
Okay.
Just to show that you were on board, that staff was authorized to do this, and that the person had authority to sign for you and things like that. So we don't technically have to have a motion. In the other one, we do because you're retaining outside
sure,
counsel.
That
That's
sense.
Why the word retaining is used. Since the meeting was coming up for Mitch, I thought, let's just do it. It's cleanest. It goes in the file. You do know then that it's...
plus, it does have budget implications.
It has budget implications, yes.
So that's probably the best rationale.
Yeah, and so this justifies taking it from their application fee, some things like that.
Okay,
so.
Makes sense.
All right. Well, then, I move the commission request legal assistance from the Office of the Attorney General and Bearpaw Energy LLC Garden Creek Plant Gas Processing McKenzie County Siting Application, case number PU 10568.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The only other item, then, is the scheduling of a formal hearing on the Frayne Barracks case number RR1026. So, yes, get your calendars handy.
I've had some conversations since the last time we talked. Mm-hmm. I think I know we need a hearing. We need a notice, and I don't advise a notice of opportunity because then you might just drag it out longer yet to ask for a hearing. I do believe that Steve Plambeck of BN will be filing something specific expressing their thoughts on why we need to do this. He couldn't get it done by today or tomorrow, but he will be doing that. And there will be more information coming in when they finish the modifications. But if you want to get it scheduled, that's why it's here.
Well, your recommendation was it can't be till after the 16th of November. And I'm guessing from the scheduling challenges we had before, this will be in December by now, which that may help what your other concerns are. Am I reading
well,
that
yeah,
correctly?
I think it's a little more logical to kind of know what comes in because BN mentioned to me once that they wouldn't stop blowing the whistle until this, but then the second time I talked, they talked about maybe stopping even before this. So I think things are just developing and happening, and I can't foresee what they're all going to be. But if you want to pick a date, at least we know when we have to have that notice done and on the agenda for you to issue, and that would be helpful.
Well, I think we pick a date. But do you guys okay with that, too, or do you want to wait and see?
I'm okay picking a date.
I am, too.
We never actually sent that one for the 5th. We just talked about that date, right?
No, because as soon as I was doing it, I was already too late for the Tribune for the 29th. Well, and the 5th became a conflict for Tony.
Is the 19th too early?
Of
November?
November, yeah.
I'm not available.
No, I think that if we got it in, if we did the notice on the next agenda and it got published, I don't know if they publish on the weekend, but I was counting kind of for Monday, the 19th should be okay.
But Brian's not available on the
19th. But he's not available on the 19th. How does that next week look? 22, 23, 24?
No problems there.
22nd's fine.
Fine it's Monday.
Yeah.
That's fine by me.
23rd's fine. So Monday the 22nd.
Do you want to do it at 1 or 1:30 and allow a one-day trip for Steve as opposed to coming in?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't care. I just was. He's mentioned it a couple times, so other times.
If that's an issue, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
1:30.
Okay.
And what are we going to call this? This is going to be a hearing, not an opportunity for hearing?
It's a hearing.
It's a hearing because.
Then what's the difference in the words you used?
Okay. You cover your legal requirement by giving at least an opportunity, but if someone then asks for a hearing, then you're back to another notice and another date.
Okay.
In a lot of cases, it's simpler. In this one, I don't think so. And it would also be very narrow. I talked with Al Hoberg's office about that because I wanted to tell them that we're going to need them for this. And we talked about making sure it's limited. But part of the problem is can't figure out how to limit it until you get the rest of these modifications made to make sure you're focusing on the right things.
Okay.
So.
Okay. There you go. We got it.
Thanks.
Anything else? Let's close the meeting.
All right.